Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
HBO Sports presents...
You guys ready? Let's go!
A legendary program. 11 national championships. 17 Final Fours. The best college basketball team ever.
Let's go out there and play.
A multi-part documentary series following the UConn women's team.
This is why we practice the way we practice. We train the way we train.
UConn, the March to Madness. Wednesdays 10 p.m. starts tonight, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents an unscripted documentary series chronicling the 2016-17 season of the University of Connecticut Women's Huskies basketball team. Get an all-access pass as the series spotlights the players and coaches chronicling the hard work and high expectations game by game as they continue their extraordinary run pursuing their fifth consecutive national championship. Don't miss UConn, the March to Madness, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., starting tonight only on HBO.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The second place Wolves are home this Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bears GM Ryan Pace spoke to the media this morning from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Pace said the situation with quarterback Jay Cutler is in flux and that Cutler returning to the team is an option the Bears are still considering.
The quarterback situation, and obviously that's the hot topic, and it should be. There's a lot of scenarios right now, and there's a lot of different things that can happen, and it is fluid, and it's fluid throughout this week, and as we approach free agency, and even after free agency, and it's our responsibility to have a plan in place, which we do, that's flexible and adaptable.
Pace also said it's possible the Bears will trade down in the upcoming NFL draft, depending on what happens in the next few weeks. Blackhawks host Pittsburgh tonight. They'll have a familiar face to look forward to. Johnny Oduya returns to the Hawks after a deal yesterday that sent Mark McNeil to Dallas. Oduya, however, will not play tonight. Hawks may not be done yet. There's an hour left until the trade deadline. The Tribune's Chris Cook says the Hawks are still looking to pick up a forward. The Bulls were blown out by Denver last night, 125-107. They take on Golden State tomorrow, but they'll miss Kevin Durant. He's out at least 4 weeks with a sprained MCL and a bone bruise on his knee. In baseball, Jason Hayward is still working on his newly redesigned swing, but manager Joe Maddon is impressed so far.
I like what I'm seeing in batting practice, even in the games. I mean, he hasn't had any hits yet, but he's had a lot of really nice at-bats, meaning I like where he's starting. I like the way his hands are engaged. He's on time. He just needs more at-bats in games, but he looks fine.
Cubs take on the Royals this afternoon. Eddie Butler makes his first start of the spring. The White Sox will face the Diamondbacks. James Shields gets the start there. And former Cubs catcher David Ross will join the cast of Dancing with the Stars this season. So can he beat Olympic gymnast Simone Biles? Chris Bryant thinks so.
I think he actually told me that Simone Biles was in there with him.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, so she's got a lot of fans now too, but I think Cubs fans might edge her out.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And college basketball fans, after 37 years of play in Rosemont, the DePaul Blue Demons will play their final home game at the Allstate Arena this Saturday at 1 o'clock against Xavier. Visit DePaulBlueDemons.com and use the promo code 670 to purchase discounted tickets and enjoy one final memory before play begins at the new Wintrust Arena next season. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
I've said what I had to say. It is what it is.
Sure is. Sure is, Terrell. Thank you so much, Julie DeCaro. Julie had our updates today. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, our producers. Ray Diaz also helped out and did a fine job. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And thank you to Mike Florio, our only guest on the show today. Danny is off for the next few days. Rosner will be in tomorrow, Friday, and Monday while Danny gets married.
That's right. And as... Jay Zawoski wrote on the board, so Spiegel is happy again. Barry Rosner. I don't know if you guys heard.
Can't do it.
You heard Can't Do It?
No, I heard about it.
Courting danger.
Hey, listen, I get the post game show every time when I come in here.
Oh, really? People just tell you about it?
Yeah.
That's good.
That means people are listening.
It's broadcast.
It's a buzz amongst the hallways.
Is it bad?
It's not in the hallways.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's not bad for the hallways?
No.
Huh? It's not bad for the hallways?
If it is, you'll make quite the comeback. If it is bad for the hallways.
Yeah. I think if you're if you're bad for the hallways, I think that means you're good for the airways.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You start throwing cart machines.
Chicago.
He knows.
So what's happening, boys?
Oh,
what's
not with you?
Not much, man.
I'm gonna be missing those same days. Tomorrow, Friday, and Monday.
Are you getting married? Are you Parkins too?
No, you know what's
going
funny,
to Parkins' wedding?
What's funny is that my wife and I decided it's been too long since we've been away without the children.
Nice.
We need to get away from the children. The children need to get away from us. It's good for everybody involved, and we're just bailing. Goodbye. We'll figure it out. Don't die while we're gone. And
do you leave? Are they old enough that you leave the kids? Or
No, because they're gonna trade. They don't need much. But to get him where he has to go. If my daughter were driving, it would be different. But she's still a year away.
Wow.
And so if they were mobile, it would be different. But we still need the help. We need to have some adult eyes.
You know,
it's
crazy. The things that parents probably used to get away with back in the day that they can't get away with now because, you know, it's different times or whatever. But I remember as a kid, like, getting my sister ready for school because my mom left really early. My dad left really early, right? And my mom worked way out in Schaumburg and my dad left at like 5 a.m. as well. So, like, I'd sit there every once in a while and put a couple of braids in my sister's hair. And I used to take the train to the school. This is before we moved to Evanston. I used to take the train to school at like 7, 8 years old.
7, 8 years old. Yeah. I wonder how old is old enough. Like my
nowadays, you don't even want to send your kid across the street without guidance before 12.
My parents used to disappear for a week. They would just go to wherever they would go.
Jordan kids?
And even when we were young.
That's just because they didn't like you.
And actually, and it's funny because.
They liked the sister, not
and I had to think about it before. And the reason I thought about it recently was that was when I was very young. That was my first ever real interaction with an African-American person. Because the people that would babysit us, they hired a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, her name was Jackie Shoto. Jackie and her husband, Archie. And they were an older couple. And they came to our house and they would stay for a week.
Not Joe Soto.
And
she,
I think she pronounced Shoto. I forgot how to spell it.
Not former Reds pitcher Mario Soto.
She would do all the cooking and mm-hmm. and she was a force of nature. And just great memories of how different things were. It's almost like we didn't want our parents to come home.
That's crazy because my first interaction with a Jewish person was going...
Mr. Bernstein.
Yeah, Mr. Right. Bernstein. My grandmother cleaned Mr. Bernstein's house in Skokie. And every once in a while, I'd go with her and just hang out at this dude's house and sit there and watch television. And then we'd come downtown and she'd run me around the entire day and bribe me with Garrett's popcorn. It'd be 9 or 10 hours, and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna get a bag of popcorn.
It's a great time.
Yeah. So
put the popcorn in this room. Put a little bit in this room.
Sprinklings to the guy who got his popcorn at the auto show.
Yeah, and Chicago Mix.
Bag of it. Brought it back the next day.
My guy hates Chicago Mix. By the way, he's one of those guys.
How do you? What's
you know
wrong?
Me. You know me.
You don't like the sweet and salty.
Ask that question again, though.
Ask
what's wrong. Look who you're saying it to.
Come on. You know. How long you have?
I've got issues.
Speaking.
speaking of what's wrong, did you guys get a headline out of any of the Fox and Pace stuff? Because I got a big nothing burger. I couldn't really ferret out anything that mattered.
I think that we, in our business, we're so starved for content all the time that we listen to these people. And if it doesn't matter what NFL market you're in, they don't say things, period.
Ever.
In the NFL, they don't say anything.
Or they get fired for saying them.
Yeah.
You know, like John not being Harbaugh, good enough like Rex Ryan and people like that, Herm Edwards.
I don't know if you saw like John Harbaugh. He was like, we had the number one defense the first 12 weeks of last year, so I know we can have a great defense, so I know we're going to compete for a championship. And you would have thought that he would have given you the playbook. You would have thought it was the greatest line that had ever happened. They don't say anything. They never say anything.
Well, that was the funny part of Pace. It was right in the middle. He apologized for being vague. Yeah. He's like, sorry, guys, I'm trying to work with you here, but I can't really say anything.
Yeah, so, you know, this press conference is really tough for me, and one before the draft is because all the other ones, you're just so forthcoming with information.
We're only going to see you two more times after that.
Yeah,
anyway,
right. Those are two of the four times you speak.
In terms of items of consequence, the fact that Kyle Long is not going to have surgery, the fact that that makes me afraid that this is the kind of thing that could just come back and be chronic, because I thought that was the whole issue, was that now that he's free from the trappings of the season, that he's got time, that he might as well get the surgery, right? On the shoulder.
I think that might be Kyle taking control of his body and making decisions on his body.
Mm.
I think that's what it is. I mean, you look at the last couple of years, Kyle Long has been jostled a little bit, and even by his comments, you could tell that he wasn't comfortable the way he was handled. You know, the day before this, or a week before the season, all of a sudden you're out there, tackle. I may be looking into it too much, but it sounds like to me, Kyle Long is saying, hey, you know what? I'll get this surgery when I get this surgery. And, you know, he was not the guard that we've seen in the last couple of years last year. Maybe the labrum had something to do with it. Maybe he feels like, I don't want you going in there right now. I mean, I've already got my money.
I thought about this aspect as well. Maybe the ankle was more complex than we realized when they got in there, and it changed the nature of the rehab. To do a lower body rehab and an upper body rehab in the same period of time.
Football.
It was always ambitious.
Is asking a lot of even a well-conditioned athlete, especially one who has trouble keeping weight on, where that he's got to have something going, at least
like
half
Kyle Turley stuff.
Yeah, at least half his body, you know, functional in one way or another to keep working out and to keep weight on, because you don't want bad weight developing either. It just, could you imagine? I mean, can you imagine when you're trying to do an arm bike and a regular bike and whatever else they're asking you to do? Good
All right,
luck.
You can use your right arm and your left leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, just work out across your body.
And I mean, they of course said it, multiple like doctors consulted our guys and their guys, but if they're not forthcoming on football stuff, they're less forthcoming on injuries.
Maybe we'll try to grab Kyle. We've talked to Kyle before. Maybe we'd see if we can ask him directly.
Kyle's a little bit of a wing ding too. Like he, you know, on Twitter and
and
on Instagram, he's a funny dude. So I'm sure the conversation would be.
Is it a Rusty from Stick Me word out as a wing ding?
I'm sure.
I like it.
Sure existed before Rusty.
I know. He's not messing with you. That was the most recent use of it that I can remember.
But also to your point, like, what were you looking for? And you say they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to script that ahead of time, like what would you expect them to answer before the league year even starts and before the draft? Right. There's nothing There's nothing that benefits them to share.
Sometimes somebody slips.
Okay.
Sometimes guys on a record, too. I mean, you know, you ask the Pernell McPhee questions, and that could tip you off as to what the draft process may be.
Would have been fun if he said, there is a quarterback that we like in the top three. That'd be fun.
Why not? They can lie.
Yeah, throw that out there.
Half the guys in his position just use this as an opportunity to boldly lie.
We gave him credit for that in terms of the Marcus Mariota stuff from a couple years ago. Turns out he actually was interested in Marcus Mariota.
Well, that's why I think the Patriots thing might be a head fake. The way that came out, this time of year, rule one is always assume what you're hearing is a lie to benefit a team. And the only team that benefits right now is New England. It's you know, an artificial inflator if maybe they think the market has softened.
I'm as cynical as anybody. The Schefter tie-in to Garoppolo with him and the agent, Florio was telling us about it, and having him on his podcast, and he was telling us a couple of weeks ago, he said, people always assume that the player doesn't have leverage, but in this case, Garoppolo actually has a tremendous amount of leverage.
Because of the contract timing.
Right, because so if anyone trades for him, they have to have a reasonable assumption that he is willing to re-sign, and if not, they'll be entering into a Kirk Cousins situation where they'll have to do the ridiculous, exorbitant franchise tag. So maybe Jimmy Garoppolo has been sold on being the heir apparent to Tom Brady. I'd be surprised. Maybe you think he'd want to get paid sooner.
Maybe he got something, some assurance from Brady directly. Like we've always talked about,
the agent. They share the same agent. You got to ask your agent. Hey, I know that's
in terms of timeline.
Yeah, that's your client, but let me know what I'm dealing with here. Mm. You wouldn't be out of bounds to ask that.
No.
As Brian Billick, then he goes, no, nobody would ask that. Why wouldn't you? You ask a coworker that you know is getting ready to be done. Hey, what move would you make if you were me? You know, you're not forcing them out. But give me a little heads up here.
Yeah, we got families involved. You got a place where you're going
to
live.
I wouldn't put it past Belichick to pay Garoppolo a lot more than you usually pay a backup quarterback after this next year.
Go for that? Why wouldn't you want to be paid like a top of the line starter? It's your free agent year. You know, you're negotiating with one team instead of the other 32. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other 31.
At some point, he may want to leave the nest. That it's comfortable. You get rings.
At some point, you want to get paid.
Yeah,
like it's football. In the end, you want to get paid. Right. You know, back when Brees and Manning and Rodgers were going back and forth of who's going to make the most, the other guy's getting a dollar more, a million more, whatever the case may be. Mm. Yeah, your greatness, if you're great, that'll happen. But getting paid is the key.
That's why I thought for sure the Patriots would trade him. You help Brady's.
That's what I mean.
But no, I understand. Yeah. But from all sides, it made more sense for Garoppolo to get paid sooner and for them to get multiple assets for Brady now. And then people say, they're not ready for Jacoby Brissett to back up Brady. Well, then go sign another backup quarterback.
I think the Jacoby Brissett stuff was a smokescreen from day one, too. Like, we really like this guy. I'm like, oh, really? He was like the fifth or sixth guy in the draft class. That wasn't even a good draft class. Nothing really stood out during his collegiate career other than the fact that he had some tools that didn't yield any results at NC State. I mean,
if you're Belichick and you really think you found the guy who's next, then you hold on to him. You figure out a way to keep him.
Maybe they'll be the first team to franchise tag a backup. They could do it.
If that's the case, do you make the average of a backup or the average of a quarterback?
No, of quarterback.
It has to be, right?
You're paying like crazy.
Yeah, it's position.
Your position is not backup quarterback.
And they actually could, because again, I've said it a couple times the last couple of days because it's just sickening. They're $50 million in cap space.
Yep.
Only playoff team.
The cap came out yesterday, right?
Yeah, 167.
And they have a star quarterback who has repeatedly shown his willingness to do whatever he needs to do contractually.
Yeah, so they say,
to fit guys in.
We always say, there's only one more year where they can control it. I mean, not technically. Like, if they really wanted to, they could do it.
And they have a star quarterback who has a close friend who is apparently supplying the fountain of youth. Have you heard about this guy the last couple of years that Tom Brady has befriended? A guy that walks around with a suitcase.
Dr. Anthony Galea?
Sure, well, no, he's making sure that Tom takes vitamins at a certain time and, you know, taking care of his body. Like
he's got a psycho trainer.
Tom Brady has gotten younger over the last couple of years.
He's gotten faster over the last couple of years.
I looked at Parkins when I said that. There's absolutely no way he would have picked up that reference.
Right.
All I get is like a dismissive guffaw to you.
No, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I still don't know the reference.
Yeah, I have no idea. Sometimes, you know, it hits the one or two people you were referring to.
Keep on rolling.
Keep the show in the room.
You guys are the greatest.
So bad yourself.
What else did you guys get into today? Did you guys chop up Bulls Nuggets?
We actually didn't. I was proud of us. I was proud of us for not.
I got a fear, though. I have
you got
a,
your Bulls method.
You wanted to lead with Cameron Payne, and I was like, do we have to?
I needed to be talked out of my passion on Cameron Payne.
What?
No.
I got no passion.
Here's the passion. Like, should it be Oduya or Cameron Payne? And I'm like,
death option?
Yeah. Look, Garoppolo.
The only possible bright side for that Doug and Taj trade is if Cameron Payne is good.
You stop it.
And he's not good.
You stop it.
He's really not good.
You stop it.
No.
That's why we didn't really understand this trade.
I don't. He's not good, Jason.
You don't even have to.
You think I'm going to the praise of bum?
I just think that you're even like throwing this around in your head. There's so much more room for baseball and all the other things.
I'm so proud of us for not doing it for 4 hours.
Hurry to your happy place. Yeah, you're forcing this on yourself,
you,
man. Cut it out. It's like cod liver oil you're talking about right
Cameron
now.
Cameron Payne, this is how he seems to shoot. Shoots left-handed, but his feet are facing like a 90-degree angle to the right side.
Yeah.
Is that a good way to shoot? I don't know a lot about shooting, but not
Michael
squaring
Kidd
up
Gilchrist
at all.
Is like, ew, what the hell is going on with this dude?
Yeah, Josh Childress and Sean Marion are all, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
going on.
Speaks, that's one thing.
Kevin Martin.
I don't think you have to worry about, player.
Yeah, Michael Carter Williams is like, come on over. Let me talk to you about some stuff.
Let's go put up 500 jump shots. Let me get that.
Did you see McDermott, though?
Get that elbow in.
Yeah, I saw McDermott.
16 points in 25 minutes.
You knew that was coming.
Five boards, 4 or 6 from three.
There was a moment where Taj is like, Taj has the ball on a break and hits McDermott, and he hits a three, and they fist bump on the way back.
Yeah.
It's a good landing spot for him.
And what Doug does on like some weirdo nerd analytic level, Doug allows Russell Westbrook to drive to the right more. If Synergy put out a stat yesterday about Russell Westbrook's drives since 09 have gone from 53% to the right side of the floor to 73% this year to the left side of the floor.
Wow.
It's because of where Kevin Durant used to want to catch the ball at. And where Doug McDermott likes to score is, I'm not saying
left
Kevin
wing,
Durant,
left corner,
but it's exactly where Kevin Durant used to be comfortable at. So now you could diversify Russell's game, and Russell thinks that, and maybe, you know, maybe things work out. Hey,
that's a cool little piece of analytics there.
It's a good trade because that's where Doug scores from. You know, at Creighton, here, when he did score, that side.
The Bulls are looking at any of that?
Yes. Yes. They just don't have anybody that's going to, I can give it to you, but if you don't apply it, you know, who are you listening to? You listen to Pete, you listen to Randy, you listen to Fred. You better listen to Jim. He might be your next coach. But
who's doing it? Is Wilhelm doing it? Who's actually given Gar and not even Fred? Like, we were talking about pro personnel decisions.
They got guys.
You see the Ames Mafia connections on Cameron Payne? Like, we knew about Steve Prohm, who's the coach at Iowa State, used to be the coach at Murray State. And it goes further, like the assistant coach who was the lead recruiter for Cameron Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Used to work for Tim Floyd.
Like we're all connected somehow.
Dude, and he's now an assistant at Iowa State for Steve Prohm. He was the lead recruiter on Cameron Payne.
It's like the weird Children of the Corn out there, just spawning like, basketball.
He walks between the rows.
It's the Stepford Bulls. Like, they just have the tiniest
little comfort zone.
It's not working. It's Ames. Right? Yeah, yeah. Why are you choosing Ames?
Yeah, what are your aims at this? It doesn't make sense.
Unbelievable.
Although I was very, very happy for the aforementioned Taj Gibson, because for years, anytime the three-letter crossword puzzle clue TAJ would be either a reference to the actual Taj Mahal or the Jersey casino, the Taj Mahal, and I finally saw in one of the regular puzzles that I do by an esteemed constructor that it said Gibson of the Thunder, three letters, and it was the first time I'd ever. So he's made it,
Mama. Made it.
No matter what has happened, he has made it. So congratulations to Taj. He's a somebody now.
Well, congratulations to Danny Parkins. Enjoy your weekend,
stop
man.
It. Thank you.
No, have a terrific wedding. I'm sure it'll be lovely.
It's a great time, man.
Thank you very much. Have the best time. Set an example.
Yeah. I'm very excited. A couple of bourbons will not be a problem. I'll be making a jackass out of myself on that dance
floor. Who's the officiant?
My cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, no religion. You got the Catholic side, got my Jewish side. We decided no religion.
I was going to do a David Bowie reference there for Matt, but now... Okay. And I just shook that off. None at all. Just straight up secularized.
Yeah, well, okay, there'll be...
Not stepping on a glass.
No, I am stepping... We're doing a unity candle. We're stepping on glass. There'll be a Hora because she thinks it looks fun to go up in a chair.
Oh, she's right. I was wondering. I'm glad.
Yeah, she wants to go up in the chair.
That's fun.
You got to be careful. You lift the volume in the chair, they catch on fire.
We've got a burning Shiksa. We have a burning Shiksa
that I have to lift her up.
There you go.
You'll be fine.
No, okay. Man, I'm glad you're doing that. That's good stuff. Because then the guys, it's like you get that opportunity. When you're dead, you get the pallbearers, and those can be like your best friends or whatever. Here, you can kind of dictate who are the guys who hold up your chair.
You can do that right now.
I got my people. They know.
But you don't appreciate the pallbearers as much as you appreciate this.
Or they might also be dead by that point. So that's true. But you can write it down who you want.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to tomorrow when I can lead with Cameron Payne. You know? Finally.
You have fun with Barry Rosner the next 3 days.
Why? Like Jason said, why?
Why what?
Do you do this to yourself?
Cameron Payne? No.
You know he sucks.
That was my point, is that he sucks. I was watching him, and I was sadly realizing.
Though.
Yes.
Okay, you're still there.
Like
still,
having hope.
Still hope.
Better, and then you watch, and you're like,
after
oh,
last
my.
Night?
Like, no.
Hey, Nikola Jokic.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about basketball.
Smoke. Yeah.
Dude's a player.
That old school offense they're running, that's like 19... I know, but the plays, the pinch post, the 1950s stuff they're doing.
Player.
That's like Lakers Chamberlain stuff.
You should
watch
71.
Something besides Northwestern basketball. You should find something.
I should watch anything but Northwestern basketball.
Tonight's big game. We got a lot of stuff we'll cover tonight. Zach Zaman at 2 o'clock. Mike Tanier at 4 o'clock to talk about the Joe Mixon combine ban. And Ron Darling at 4:30.
Ah, I love that. And you know what I want to get into also at the start of the show? Did you see or hear about what the NFL is discussing with the Players Association?
No.
They right now, amazingly, Roger Goodell is essentially going to admit a policy failure in short order, and they are getting it worked out to change it before this year. Yesterday, I think there was a bit of a breakthrough. More discussions today.
I'll be looking for that.
No.
Listening for that.
Six hours worth of stuff in a 5-hour bag. Thanks, Reggie.
They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Not just new cars and SUVs, better.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Here's a shocker. DeMarcus Cousins has been suspended by the NBA. Again, given a new start in New Orleans with a team that has vast potential, any team with Anthony Davis on it has vast potential. Cousins so far has been the exact same player he was for almost 7 seasons in Sacramento. His numbers are excellent, except for one minor detail, wins. The Pelicans are 0-3 since his arrival, and now he'll sit out their game with the Detroit Pistons tonight because he got his 18th technical foul, that's right, his 18th of the season the other night, meaning he's automatically suspended for the team's next game. For every 2 technicals Cousins earns the rest of the season, he'll sit out another game. You can bet there will be more suspensions coming. The good news? The Pelicans will probably be hurt so badly by Cousins' absence that they'll break their losing streak against the Pistons. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history,
fuck do you mean? Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Maticola. The second-place Wolves are home this Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape, courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He's recovering fast from his injury, and I thought he played solid, you know. So, again, he's part of the big equation that we have right now.
That's Bears GM Ryan Pace from the NFL Combine talking about quarterback Brian Hoyer. Pace also said Cutler returning to the team is an option. Bears all access tonight at 6 o'clock right here on The Score. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Pittsburgh this evening. Scott Darling starts in net. Puck drops at 7. Johnny Oduya will not play. Jonathan Taves was named NHL's first star of the month for February. And NBA, the Bulls get a day off today before hosting Golden State tomorrow. Kevin Durant is out at least 4 weeks with a sprained MCL and a bone bruise on his knee. Reports have the Warriors signing forward Matt Barnes for the remainder of the season. Tonight in the NBA, Washington plays at Toronto. The Cavs travel to Boston. The Pacers visit the Spurs, and the Clippers host the Rockets. The Bulls slid back to the seventh spot in the East, a game behind Indiana. Major League Baseball, the Cubs take on the Royals. Eddie Butler makes his first start. Javi Baez leads off. First pitch at 2:05. And the White Sox face the Diamondbacks. Big game James on the mound. And former Cubs catcher David Ross, he will join the cast of Dancing with the Stars. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hyundai. Visit Rose and Hyundai. Chicagoreport.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports talk radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. Presence Health reminds you that the more you know about your heart, the more you can do together to keep it strong. So don't wait. Go to presencehealth.org/healthyheart to find out if you're at risk for heart disease today.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Consider it kicked off. Bernstein and Goff with you until 6 o'clock. Zach Zaidman will tell us what he thinks mattered, if anything, from the Bears' media availability at 2 o'clock. Mike Tanier of Bleacher Report, he has written a whole lot about the NFL, and he talked about the subject that we had broached regarding Joe Mixon and the Combine. That'll be at 4. Ron Darling, always a delight. We will speak with him at 4:30 about baseball. He of MLB Tonight, the former Met. We can talk about the Mets because he's still doing studio work and game analysis for the Mets. And
we can go around the world of baseball with him, though. I've been
literally the world, because he's involved with the WBC, too.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of MLB Network over the last couple of weeks, trying to brush up on what I need to know outside of the city. You know, people come here, you want to know what the hell's going on with the teams that are visiting both sides of town.
We'll do It's On at 5:30, something I apparently lied about yesterday because I had a couple of televisions going, and I was intending to watch the Bulls, and I watched some of the Bulls, and I just didn't want to watch the Bulls anymore, and I ended up watching the speech. And
yeah, I watched the speech, and I watched the Bulls around midnight last night, somewhere around there. Me and the boy hanging out, just watching some games, getting his 2 ounces of milk. You know, doing guy stuff together.
Yeah,
manly right. Things. He's in his Pampers. I'm in my underwear. We're just hanging out, doing our thing. So yeah, we watched the Bulls pretty late last night. It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
But it's nothing that I will get angry about with them, because they played well over the last week or so.
Yes, you know, sometimes you're gonna give up 70 points and a half.
Well, it was the offense, Dan. They just stopped running offense in the third quarter.
They gave up 70 points.
I got you. It was a pace and play thing too. Like, they were gonna match bucket for bucket with Denver if they continued to play offense, and then that second unit got in there, and Denzel lost his mind a couple of times, and Bobby Portis, man, it's a turnover, a dumbass foul. There's like always something that gets in the way of Bobby Portis having four straight possessions up and down the court where he isn't
noticeable. He is not a smart player.
Yeah, it's just like, right. Come on, Bobby. Like, come on, dude. Right. You got your chance now. Let's figure this out. But I got a chance to watch my guy, Nikola Jokic, like you mentioned last
night. He's something. Yeah. He is something. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The Score text line brought to you by Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. We also have BernsteinandGoffShow.com for all your Bernstein and Goff needs. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein.
Hello.
You can watch us at Watch670TheScore.com, Facebook Live on The Score's Facebook page. The video feed is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Personally, I never even watched him. I would hope that we would draft somebody that I've actually gotten the opportunity to watch.
Who is he talking about?
Jimmy Clausen, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm like, it's a little early for John to be sounding that silly about the prospects.
Taking a shot there, and because apparently Jimmy Clausen showed up and he said, "Who are you? And what do you do for a living? Why do you have punch me face?"
And he said, "I'm bad, and I won't be here for a living, and I have punch me face because I was born with it,
and I also got punched in the face."
Back in Notre Dame, right? Exactly. Pulled up in a limo, right? Pulled up in a limo, if I'm not mistaken. Jimmy Clausen,
not the day he got punched in the face.
No. He didn't need a car service to get punched. Did he? Right. You know, he's on the Uber like, you know what, let me get that black car because I'm about to get punched in the damn face. No, he pulled up in a limo his freshman year, if I'm not mistaken.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Big boy style. He's the number one quarterback in the nation.
Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Matt Barkley finished the season our starting quarterback, and he was not in the offseason and wasn't even in training camp. We'd like to probably not do that again.
Right, Did you splice that? Okay. Because we used to get accused of this like back in the early aughts at the station of like doctoring tape. And
that's
like, no.
Edited for time, not for content. Okay. That was like, he just doesn't want to have a guy who hasn't been around.
I'd like to probably not do that again.
Run that back again for me, Tim.
Matt Barkley finished the season our starting quarterback, and he was not in the offseason and wasn't even in training camp. We'd like to probably not do that again.
You can understand why I asked, though, because it's like, we like to not ask Matt Barkley to ever play for anyone again.
I thought about taking that middle part out, but I wanted to be clear.
I'd like to probably not have that happen, to have that befall us again.
Barkley finished the season our starting quarterback, and he was not in the offseason and wasn't even in training camp. We'd like to probably not do that again.
Tannehill out here ruining reputations.
Because we all watched that. Our audio overlord is indeed Chris Tannehill.
You know, he raises all boats. You know, I think
he knew a little bit about broats, not as much as me because I have five of broats.
It's gonna be that kind of day, huh?
Hey, I'm halfway on vacation already.
I got you.
I'm halfway on the beach at this point.
Tannehill knows what he's doing, though. He knows what he's doing. He's trying to kickstart the show to a ridiculous way.
Who raises all boats?
You know, he raises all boats.
Talking about,
doesn't matter.
I don't even remember. Yeah. Someone who works hard.
Right, it really doesn't matter.
Boatman Ed.
All right, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You want to come back and do your NFL
thing?
Yeah,
I gave you a little NFL tease about something. That,
Boy, I'm telling you right now, it better be the teases of all teams.
I just think this is really good. Okay. I think it's the NFL realizing it did something wrong before last year, and they're trying to fix it, and I think it's going to make the game a little better around the edges, more interesting and more entertaining.
Cool. All right, we'll do that next in the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Listen to Spiegel and Parkins every day between 9 a.m. and 1 until March 17th for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway. You could win a trip for two to stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryan Sandberg.
Viva Las Vegas!
Brought to you by Caesar's Palace, Viva Las Vegas.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today.
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Participating locations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, football's 11 guys doing stuff.
And sometimes doing too much stuff, according to the NFL. If you remember, before last year, the NFL, Roger Goodell and the NFL, decided they were going to crack down on celebrations in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And they added to the definitions of what you could not do, because we already knew that it was using the ball as a prop,
right,
dunking on the goalpost, throat slash gesture, mm-hmm, pantomiming guns or bombs, weapons of any kind.
Group celebration?
There was a group aspect. There was, mm-hmm, durational issues, anything sexual, stomping on the other team's logo, right, not allowed.
TO rule.
Right. But they realized that the officials didn't know what to call or how to call it, and they called way too many. There were 30 penalties for excessive celebration. And that was, according to the story that I saw last night in the USA Today, that was more than the previous two seasons combined. And in 2013, they only called 5. That's it. Mm-hmm. They called 30, mm-hmm, last year. And remember, there were some fun things.
Yeah.
There was Ezekiel Elliott getting in the Salvation Army, yes, bucket. And there's
and they pay this fine for him. It was a $15,000 fine.
Antonio Brown, the one guy hugged a referee, mm-hmm, and all this stuff.
Kelsey does his thing, so riding a pony.
Yeah, so
having fun with it.
Apparently, yesterday and ongoing today, that the league executives are sitting down with I always do that. NFLPA union reps, current players and former players, and they're going to relax the rules. They're going to relax the celebration rules. And the USA Today report said there's a strong sense that changes are coming to clarify the rules. Moves would ease pressure on officials to over-enforce and would reverse the surge in celebration fouls. That's a pretty quick change from just last year saying, we're going to call all these, no more celebrating. And the other thing that has to be concurrent with this, because the NFL is still draconian when it comes to video sharing, that if you do what Adam Silver has understood, if you're going to do this, let people see it.
Yeah. Let it go viral.
Right away, yeah. Let it happen. So what if it's a seven-second piece of video that you don't get to monetize to every last cent?
It's helping your product.
You're going to end up making more money on it. Yeah. But what I love is that no matter how they do it, no matter what they actually say about what's still verboten and what's not, is it still comes down to like the Potter Stewart definition of obscenity. I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. Mm-hmm. And every official is going to be different about something that he knows when he sees, because everybody has a different threshold, right? So like Randy Moss, you know, rubbing his butt up and down the goalpost.
And Joe Buck being, you know, thinking it was obscene.
Well, but I can understand that is probably something I would flag. I thought it was really
someone getting mooned.
Well, that wasn't getting mooned. That was
mooned.
No, that was wiping himself like a bear.
It was a mooning. Yeah, he pulled his pants down and mooned the Green Bay Crab.
I'm talking about a different one.
No, the Randy Moss. The only Randy Moss incident was a moon.
There was one guy that actually rubbed himself up and down on the
I don't know that
guy. Talking about the old Andre Rison, like the thing he used to do to the goalpost way back in the day.
And Antonio Brown jump on the
he jumped on the pads and
slid down.
Yeah, right. Like the fireman's pole. Yeah.
So there are things sometimes you probably the machine gun party when they all line up in a circle and
the bowling pins or something like that. Yeah. See, but this is where old assery comes into play here, because on a scale from MLB to NBA, where are you at as a referee?
That's why there's going to be some some trouble with this.
If you're a keeper of the game and
that's what I mean.
And you want to make sure that all is holy in football for some reason. I mean, let's be honest.
Hope my girls ain't watching, right?
Let's be honest. Yeah. This started because of the U. This started in the 80s when you had a group of just rebels, young, brash African-American dudes dancing and beating your ass every chance they got.
Well, NFL, this goes back to Fun Bunch. This goes back to the California Quake of Butch Johnson that was deemed too sexualized.
But it went from cute to we got to do something about this. And backflips in the end zone. And was it Lamar Thomas who did the backflip? And then the DB did the backflip right after that because he got a touchdown caught on him. Like, that's the genesis for me. Okay. Yeah, I know about the Fun Bunch and Billy White Shoes Johnson. Those things were cute.
That was adorable.
All of a sudden it became, hey, we got to, what the hell's going on out here?
Are we too excited? Yeah, and this is getting a little threatening.
And now you've got a league where you got a bunch of guys who are all young and all on social media and know the latest dance moves. Hell, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr.'s dances, you know, doing the whip and the nay-nay was on Madden the first year he was on it. So you're marketing it to the
kids.
Every
10-year-old boy was doing the whip and the nay-nay.
You're marketing it to the kids, but you're trying to make sure that the old dudes keep their season tickets.
Right, but they know it. This is a big step, though, to at least understand there's some entertainment value here.
But you're telling the old dudes, though.
But
are you telling the old
referee,
cats?
See, this is the thing. You can't give every referee a 20-point checklist. And here's the other thing that's really...
If he spins on his head, that's too much.
This is what's really cool. The Key and Peele sketch, the series of sketches with Hingle McCringleberry. Remember when it's like one pump, two pump?
Yeah, and he's got his face right near his crotch trying to make sure he didn't do it.
There is a belief that those sketches actually were part of the impetus to this. That was such a successful...
Well, if that's the case.
It was such successful satire. And that's why Keegan-Michael Key was part of Super Bowl week. And actually, not only did he show up in character as Hingle McCringleberry to give the award to Antonio Brown with Roger Goodell in the audience, Goodell participated in a video preview of that. In a video preview of NFL Honors, if you watch it, it's like a minute and a half long, and it's Goodell saying that he's watching Key in his dressing room, and
you think that led to the softening?
They do. The USA Today report says that there was this involvement has been going on, and it's
so
my
they came out of their old man bubble and laughed at themselves a little bit.
It's my belief that how popular those sketches were. And how quickly they not only got around in league circles, but among fans, that it was actually a very successful lampooning of how silly it all was.
Right.
And, you know, it was realistic enough. They spent a lot of money on it. It made the football look good enough on the goal line play. And it's going to be fraught with problems because of exactly what you say. Mm-hmm. It's going to be bumpy. But at least it's a step to understand it's not the worst thing in the world if maybe they're enjoying themselves in the end zone.
But Danny, is it is it bumpy or is it everyone doing their job? You know, like some, you see how I reply to some of the texters, right? When they go off and I go, my job is to host this show. Your job is to bitch about me hosting this show. I feel like everyone is playing their role accordingly.
Right.
I feel like we need the Mike Ditkas of the world to be angry at certain things. We need the old guys who are sitting there at the shot in the beer bars where they're just like, ah, this NFL isn't the same. They're not going to stop watching, but that's their connection. Like we're too ready to, for everyone to have a great connection with something. You know, like we want everyone to feel good about sports and to feel good about the way we think. No, yeah, a guy can hate what's going on the NFL still watch.
That's a little reductive though, because I'm not a 10-year-old boy and I don't have to want to impersonate the end zone celebration. But I also just think on a fundamental level, they should be allowed. There's just nothing wrong with it. It's always bothered me because there's been something like, oh, stop, quit. Oh, you're too silly. Knock that off. This is not football.
But you're a silly person. You're a silly man. You can laugh at yourself. For the guys who can't ever laugh at themselves or want to laugh at other people who they deem as buffoons or silly, that's their job. That's their role. That is their position that is filled in NFL fandom. You know, you clock in every day. You get every Sunday. You get ready to watch your game. You're the guy that says they're putting skirts on all the players, and the sport isn't as rough as I'd like it to be. And who knows what
better with Chuck Bednarik.
Yeah. And around 10:30 Sunday night, you clock out. That is your role, and the kid's role is to love all the foolishness that goes. Listen, I don't like all of it. You know, I some of it I feel like is corny. Some of it I feel like is spontaneous and cool. Some of it I don't know because I don't know the dances.
I just don't see a downside.
No, not at all.
I don't see a downside.
Not at all.
Like,
for the people who see the downside, you're not going to stop watching for that.
When you mention not knowing the dances, that's when people, do you remember when everybody was doing balling?
Jim Jones, the basketball release. Michael Strahan went to a club and heard Jim Jones balling song, yep. And all of a sudden they went on a Super Bowl run and it got more exposure. Yeah.
Every referee is going to need an ongoing updated primer as to what's going on in the clubs? Like, listen, if you see them doing this is called the whip.
Yeah, you gotta turn in your iPod shuffle every week.
Right, have it updated.
Right, to get it updated. All right. So, this is
Ed Hockley is like, what is this move?
Jujuing on the beat right here.
We're going to go under the hood and listen to music.
Right. Jinx Territory, we've got the new Little Uzi Vert under here for you so that you can figure out what the hell these kids are saying. That boobity boop music, I'm not in charge of it, but you are, sir.
You see like little flashing lights right under the hood.
Guys' heads just explode like, you know what? 15 yards for having to listen to that crap just now.
They give a solo cup a little purple lean right, in it right, for Houston.
Right, right. Well, man, they don't lean anymore. They go straight pills now. But no, nah, dude, I dig it. I mean, the NFL can now say, all right,
excessive,
we made a mistake.
Chopping and screwing of the song.
Yeah, like, stop it, man. Especially now.
This is overly crunk.
The way these games are packaged. Like, you've got a lot of people who have no clue what the soundtrack of some of these games are because it isn't classic rock or it isn't what they're used to hearing. And their kids are in the background like, yo, I know that song. Mm-hmm. And they're hipping. You know, I'll never forget, when my sister came of age, my mother did her best to understand what was cool musically so that they could keep some that kind of connection, right? Like, I'm sure.
My mother does it with my daughter.
Right. I'm sure that happens.
Listening to Shawn Mendes together.
When NFL on Fox comes back and they're playing, you know, Homecoming by Kanye West because they've only got like 3 or 4 urban songs that they know with the Chicago backdrop, and some kid explains it to their father, like, that's, you know, that's the intended purpose of this whole thing.
The 224 says, Dan is the old guy that needs to complain about everything. I'm the opposite of that guy.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is good that celebrations are more allowed.
He is that guy, but just not on
not
this
on
one.
This.
Not on this one.
No, even in baseball with bat flips and all that stuff. You do whatever you want to do. What
Jose
do I care?
Batista's an iconic moment.
Yeah,
iconic
true.
Moment.
It's absolutely true. Yeah. Zach Zaidman, who has had many iconic moments of his own, as our Bears beat reporter, will talk about what's going on at the Combine next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where cars and SUVs are just...
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
HBO Sports presents...
You guys ready? Let's go!
A legendary program. 11 national championships. 17 Final Fours. The best college basketball team ever.
Let's go out there and play.
A multi-part documentary series following the UConn women's team.
This is why we practice the way we practice. We train the way we train.
UConn, the March to Madness. Wednesdays 10 p.m. starts tonight, only on HBO.
HBO Sports presents an unscripted documentary series chronicling the 2016-17 season of the University of Connecticut Women's Huskies basketball team. Get an all-access pass as the series spotlights the players and coaches chronicling the hard work and high expectations game by game as they continue their extraordinary run pursuing their fifth consecutive national championship. Don't miss UConn, the March to Madness, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. starting tonight, only on HBO.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
Close your eyes.